There are so many forums organized all over the world, not only Davos, but you have in the Middle East every year a forum organized in Abu Dhabi, in Dubai, in Qatar, and even in West Africa, Eastern Africa, there are a number of forums, which economic forum, which are organized there, which mean that they are useful, because if they are not useful, nobody would have continued to organize such forums, which means that they are useful. But let me also add that they are useful because it brings a certain number of investors, you know, all over the world. They come to know the continent, to know the country, to see the facilities we are giving to them in terms of security, in terms of governance, political governance, in terms of securing the private investment, in terms of the market itself, all the facilities organized to attract investment, fight against corruption. So you see that they have to know the continent better, and you can be sure that such events helps to know, to understand, and also for us to interact with them and to see what are their need.
Well, Mr. Chairman, how is the African Union positioning itself? As the chairman of the commission, how is the African Union positioning itself to take full advantage of these numerous opportunities that will benefit the people of Africa?
Well, you know, we have a certain number of strategic pillars in African Union. We have the pillar of peace and security, saying that you can't have sustainable development without peace and security, and vice versa. So we have to promote peace in the continent. And if you go 10 years behind, you will see the tremendous progress we have made in the continent in terms of pacification and the security of the continent. So it is important, and you can see today that investors are coming. I've mentioned several times the title of The Economist. You know, 10 years ago, The Economist titled that Africa is a hopeless continent. And in last December, in 2011, the same economists say that Africa rising. So you see, we came from the pessimistic area to a most optimistic time. This is good for us, good for the continent, but we have to continue to improve peace and security, to improve the good governance. We are fighting for the rule of law, fighting against corruption, fighting for the human right, in order to help our member states to comply with these things, to promote a friendly climate of business.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I know the African Union has made tremendous effort at resolving conflict on the continent. That is not my point. My point is, how are structures being put in place so that there would not be a regeneration of the conflict, proactively to prevent conflicts from arising?
Well, we are in African Union an architecture for peace. This comprises the prevention of crisis. We better prevent than cure. So there is a structure with the early warning system in order to prevent crisis. And there are a number of crises which I think we have succeeded in preventing them. But, you know, to prevent a crisis, it's not something which you can shout about it all over the world on television, here and there. And when the crisis occurred, we have to try to cure it, to cure the crisis. First of all, peacefully, you know. We are using the force when we have all the other means have been exhausted. So we try to solve this crisis peacefully. We try also to solve them by putting targeted sanctions sometimes, general sanctions if needed, in order, you know, to discourage this type of things. But if it continues, we have to use sometimes forces like what we're doing in Somalia or elsewhere. After you have succeeded in curing the conflict, you have to prepare the post-conflict. Otherwise, the country can again, you know, fall again into, and it's generally costly and it's dangerous because, you know, we have to prevent country to fall again by developing economy, developing social affairs, you know, promoting human development, social development, you know, medical. The objective of the millionaire in terms of education, in terms of health, in terms of fighting poverty.
Now, Mr. Chairman, you, during the seminar, you highlighted on the need for Africa to focus on green economy. Oh, how is the African Union working with these investors? Because you said they, some of them have written letters to you or to the Commission asking for partnership in that regard. How, what steps is the Commission taking to ensure this comes to a realization?
Well, first of all, for the first time, we receive a mandate from our head of state to create a team which will help Africa to speak with one voice, one message, and the clear requests, you know. So we started in Copenhagen, we continue elsewhere. Next time it will be in Rio plus 20 to speak there. It is clear enough that we are saying that Africa do not pollute. We pollute maybe less than 4% of the world pollution. That's equivalent of what is happening in Texas, you know. So we do not pollute. But due to our the fragility of our continent, the consequences in terms of flood, in terms of dry, in terms of famine, you know, we have the consequences of the action of the rest of the world. So we have to fight against climate change, and we are ready to move straight to green economy. But we need two things. First is the technology. We don't have them, it's the North who have the technology. Second is the money. So we are telling to our partner that we are in the same boat. If the boat sink, all of us will sink. So we are ready to play our part of the game. Since we have a certain number of facilities, help us to move to green economy. It will be useful for Africa, it will be useful for the rest of the world.
Now, the African Union has faced a lot of criticisms. You are in the saddle. You know what it takes. You have resolved numerous problems. How would you rate the African Union in resolving challenges and helping the people in Africa?
Well, you see, we are facing tremendous problems. First of all, we are still an intergovernmental body. We are still, the Commission is working under the instructions and decision taken by our member states, you know. The European Union is much, much, much more advanced compared to the African Union. But there are many proposals thinking that, asking to strengthen the Commission, to give the Commission more power, more means, if we want the Commission to play a role. We are going to that direction, asking our member state to give us more power, more money, because you know that generally we are in Somalia, but the money comes from Europe, from our European Union or from UN, and we can't sustain such a program if we do not receive this type of assistance. So you see, we are in a very weak position. The financial situation of the African Union is bad. We have a proposal of having alternative source of funding, the African Union, but it's on the table of member states.
Well, Mr. Chairman, you are up for re-election. What are your chances?
Well, it is not easy to know what are the chances of somebody, because the rules asking you to have 2/3 of votes, which means that every country want to block can block. That's what my opponent are doing, blocking the elections. But also we can block them. So it's a stupid game, you know. We have to find a solution. And I don't know the group of eight head of state which has been constituted to try to find a solution. They have met twice, almost three times, and they have to report. They will report to the next summit and give some proposals. So we'll see.
So what would be your message to Africans about the African Union's objective this year, about trying to help the ordinary African realize his or her God-given potential?
I think that in general, I've been always saying that we are looking for Africa to be a continent like the other continent of the world, free from fears and free from wants. If we succeeded there, we will accomplish, you know, one of our missions. But how to go there? We think that you can't reach all of these objectives if you go by yourself. It is impossible to think that one African country, big or small, can be listened to by the rest of the world. But collectively, it's impossible to ignore our voice.